Well, according to USDA and the most recent crop update report, 10% of Indiana's corn has already been harvested. 12% of the state's soybeans are harvested. And joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Posey County farmer Mark Seib. And Mark, I'm kind of curious with USDA's numbers, 10% of Indiana's corn harvested, 12% of soybeans harvested. Does that match up with what you're seeing in your neck of the woods way down in southwestern Indiana?
I would say that number is correct for the corn, but not for the beans. I feel we've got a lot more beans that have been taken out. We had to do quite a bit of some replant. Some of that was done in the fields as the corn was standing, just went back in and replanted. And a friend of mine, Sunday, was shelling corn. He said the monitor on the moisture tester on the combine was jumping anywhere from 23% to 30%. That was creating havoc for his dryer. So he was pulling out and going to try to find some more dry beans somewhere or close to dry beans to harvest. But we seem to have started with beans down here and trying to let the corn dry a little bit more, get a little bit more management out of it that we can take care of this high moisture that's in it as we spike through the field. But I would say we're I would say we're most probably about 20% at the most on the soybeans that is down in Posey County.
In terms of moisture, I know that across most of the state on Monday into Tuesday, we saw some rainfall, some much needed rain because it's been so dry throughout August and September. How much rainfall have you seen over the past several days there in southwestern Indiana, Mark?
We started with a shower Sunday night. Going from there, we only got a couple tenths. But then we got into Monday. We ended up with an inch and a half out of Monday. We ended up with another half inch overnight last night. They're talking that we could end up with two and a half inches by the time we get through this spell of rain showers that will last through Thursday.
And I would imagine that any rain at this juncture, even though it has slowed down the harvest progress, that it's still very much needed because you're kind of making up for lost ground when it comes to moisture, Mark.
Absolutely. We do have some late corn that was planted. Some of the farmers here planted corn way late into June. So the benefit from the moisture should help to some degree for the corn and the soybeans. Beans are pretty much done. They've turned, started. It may put a little bit of test weight there. And going from there, but that's about all we'll see out of the bean side of it, but it should help the corn a little bit more. But you're absolutely right. We have been dry way too long. We were into a no burn situation for a lot of the counties around here in the southwest side of Indiana. It was getting pretty bad. We were also seeing some damage to trees that were starting to show up from the lack of moisture. So things were getting pretty tight down here for us. And we're glad to see some of the moisture starting to come. Now, we'd still like to be able to get our harvest in, but we don't really want to mud it in. So we're hoping that Mother Nature will be a little bit kinder with us and give us the opportunity to keep going.
My guest is Mark Seib. He's a farmer from Posey County in southwestern Indiana. And I've talked to a number of farmers all across the state, and they've all been telling me the same thing, Mark, no matter if you're in Orange County, if you're in Noble County, all across the state, it seems that a disease pressure, a lot of issues as far as corn with southern rust, with tar spot, on the soybean side with sudden death syndrome and the like. Have you been seeing those same disease pressures down in your neck of the woods as well, Mark?
We've seen some, but it hasn't been as noticeable. We're not having any dockage from that as so far, but we'll wait as we keep going through the process. Vomitoxin seems to be one of the things that we're concerned about, that we may not see a lot of it now, but when it gets in the bin, it may grow from that aspect of it because of being the super dry weather that we went through and going from there. But right now, we're not seeing anything that's going to affect. Now, we have seen some pull on some of the yields, but I would say we're contributing that more to the lack of water than we are any disease whatsoever.
And I know that this week is National Farm Health and Safety Week, and a lot of farmers are hitting the fields and have been for the past week or so. But as we look to finish off this year's harvest season, Mark, and you've been doing this for a few years now, I don't want to put any age on you, Mark, but you certainly have forgotten more about agriculture and farming than I've ever learned. When it comes to farm health and safety, any tips that you have for Indiana farmers, for Midwestern farmers, when it comes to getting this harvest completed in a safe manner?
Always, always think safety whenever you get out of that cab. I know sometimes we're in a rush, we're in a hurry. We've got a rain coming. We've got something that's always pushing us to go even farther and faster and harder and not much downtime. But, you know, you have something that goes wrong. You got to get underneath the corn head, put the safety bar down, make sure that do everything. You make sure there's safety there. Make sure there's somebody there with you that can be of any help if something goes wrong. You know, it's one of those things that, of course, we've got to rest at some point in time and being able to continue on and keep going. But, you know, take your time, make sure you do it right, eat good, get some sleep whenever you can and get good sleep when you can. But also remember, we've got a family and they need you too. So don't forget that.
Once again, Mark Seib, he farms with his family down in Posey County near Poseyville, southwestern Indiana. Mark, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.